It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only. Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Comics Arena. My name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
So today we're going to take two characters, one Marvel, one verse, one DC versus each other. Five categories, giving them points, and we'll see who the winner is. Categories are achievements, costume and appearance, powers and abilities, the origin of the character, and of course, ending on a versus battle. So we're going to do a fun one. You know, it's fun. It's going to be Aquaman v. Deadpool. Aquaman v. Deadpool.
That's one of the most random matchups.
Well, it got to a point, like, when I was making the list, and I was like, I got to have, like, every super friend in there, and I got to have, like, trending Marvel in there. So, Aquaman, that's the birth of Aquaman v. Deadpool. So, we'll get straight into it because we do try to do this in 20 minutes or less. So, the achievements of Aquaman, the achievements of Deadpool.
Okay, well, Aquaman is a founding member of the Justice League. Mm. He is also a king.
He is a king.
Of Atlantis.
Born a prince, though. So, I mean, he really only achieved it by his father dying.
Yeah, but he was raised secretly. And
took back the throne.
Yeah, he was sort of raised away secretly, like Luke Skywalker, kinda actually, by his mom, and then he came back.
And then with Deadpool, his achievements would be killing every single person in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
Killing all the ghosts of the U.S. presidents that came back to destroy the world.
Being Deadpool.
Eating tacos and chimichangas.
Wow.
So, who do you give it to for achievements in life? Becoming a king or killing every single hero that ever lived?
I mean, I would say probably Deadpool gets it just because he's more popular.
He achieved
the level of because, you know, it's like Aquaman doesn't have a movie yet. We just got an Aquaman cameo. We have a Deadpool movie.
But I do like the Deadpool cameo. I was thinking about getting the pop vinyl of that Aquaman, actually.
Nice.
Because I already have that little Aquaman right there looking at us with his squinty-eyed.
Aquaman's legit once we get to the more character stuff. But as far as achievements, I can't help but look at these characters, the characters' overall achievements, and Deadpool has obviously had a much bigger impact on culture.
All right, so this will be interesting.
We just stopped making fun of Aquaman like yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Costume and appearance. Aquaman has been pretty constant.
Yeah, he's just now been. I mean, we have some pretty cool interpretations, but Deadpool's got a much more dramatic and well-known costume.
I mean, it's great. He has the exact same silhouette as Deathstroke,
right.
But I've always loved...
Although I'd say the difference with his silhouette would be the number of swords, because Deathstroke has one sword and one gun.
Right.
And...
it's literally just...
it's the number of swords.
So if you take Slade and you cut him in half down the face, like where he has a real face, and then the sword's poking out, you just kind of mirror it, and then it's Deadpool.
And it's Deadpool, yeah.
It is. I'm going to have to give it to Deadpool as well, because the overall costume is great. Yeah. He's got a utility belt.
Yeah, he's got a utility belt that across, you know, that goes across his chest.
His logo's his waist. Good.
He's got
his
guns.
Good logo.
Yeah, he's got his face on his belt.
Where Aquaman just kind of has that...
that A on his belt. He's got an A on his
he
belt.
He does have an A. He's got a good weapon.
He's got a good trident. Yeah, that trident is sweet. And he knows how to wield it.
He's got a good trident.
That's a magical power, I think.
All right, so powers and abilities. This where it was actually might be a little more of a, cool. a thought.
So Aquaman has... a level of... he already has, like, just these basic abilities just because he is a merperson.
Right.
So, like...
Atlantean.
An Atlantean, thank you very much. So, he's got incredible strength because he can survive... you know, incredible strength and durability because he can survive the deepest depths of the ocean. So, his skin is bulletproof. It's knife-proof. There's been, you know, you try to stab him, the knife will break.
Right.
And bullets are... he's not bulletproof like Superman in the sense where it's like ping, 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 ping. Right. It's more like they would hit him and thud and fall down. Kind of like the Hulk.
But I feel like they would cause...
yeah, the big... like bruising. Exactly, yeah. A bullet would, depending upon the caliber, would probably bruise him. Special rounds could maybe even tear skin type of stuff.
But it's not going to be the primary way to take this guy out.
Yeah. You know, and again, he's got super strength. Not on the level of Superman, like, but on the level of, like, close to Wonder Woman. Like, he can fight Wonder Woman.
That's why they make a cute couple.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, they do. They have comparable strength, him and Wonder Woman. Although, at the end of the day, I still think Wonder Woman's stronger than Aquaman.
I agree. It'd be a good fight, though.
Yeah. He doesn't have... I mean, he can... as much as any hero... I mean, so a lot of heroes have some sort of healing factor. Aquaman is like...
yeah, not, I think you can get him in the ocean. I think
he can't regen shit.
Just to get out of... just to get out of Comics Arena mode, I ripped my ear open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was drunk on the beach... tackling garbage cans.
Oh.
And my ear got caught in a volleyball net and I fell. I didn't see the volleyball net. And my entire ear got ripped in half. Like, it looked like a...
oh, my God.
It looked like an anchor. Right? Look. Like the way an anchor looks, yeah. And, you know, I was freaking out. I got in the ocean and, you know, I mean, you can see the tear. But it healed like that. The ocean is the healing factor. Ah. That's your real healer. That's your real healer.
Mother,
right there.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth in the power of salt.
Boom. So, I bet it stung like a bitch.
I was pretty wasted.
Well, so yeah, he's got some dope, you know, he's got some dope powers. He's got his trident, which has its own magical ability because he's king.
Right.
So I've seen him, you know, you could shoot some lightning out of that bad boy every once in a while. Neptune's lightning type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he can command...
fish.
Fish. He can speak to the fish, and because he's Lord...
even the mammals of the sea as well.
He can talk to them and make them do whatever he wants. And he does very interesting things with that, so...
what about control the water? I feel like I've seen him do stuff, but it might have been fish creating it.
See, I think that there is magic of his people that allow... them to manipulate the water.
I don't know if he needed
like
the trident.
Aqualad, I think, can do magic like that with the water, and definitely in the DC video game, it seems like you're controlling the water in addition to those animals.
Hmm.
However, I don't really recall that being something that I see him do all the time, just like pulling up a wave and shooting it at someone. It's more like maybe with the trident. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you need the trident. To control the water.
But I don't think that's...
like in Little Mermaid. Yeah. Like he needed the
truck. Yeah, I think it's like that, actually. I think it's a lot like Little Mermaid.
Same trident.
Yeah, same trident. That was his father, actually.
Yeah, that's his dad.
Ariel's his sister.
Uh-huh. His only son.
Versus Deadpool, who just has a healing factor faster than Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Much faster.
But he doesn't have adamantium bones.
No. If he did, though.
If he did, his healing factor wouldn't be as fast.
Yeah. He could sew his mouth up and be good.
Yeah. And then he'd shoot heat vision out of his face.
So I'm going to give it to Aquaman.
Yep, Aquaman.
Powers and abilities.
I'd rather have Aquaman's powers than...
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool's.
Deadpool's come off kind of worthless.
Plus, I feel like if you want Deadpool's power, you also have to take his horrible disfigurement. That goes with it. Same thing with Wolverine. If you want the healing factor, I'm like, if you want to be Wolverine, you can't take Wolverine without taking the adamantium claws like you would want to. But it's also like Batman. Like, you can't have Batman's money and gadgets and two live parents.
Hmm.
You got to have your dead parents, too.
Ooh. Yeah. Does it hurt every time he punctures?
Yep.
Okay.
Every time.
Every time. origin of the characters.
So,
I don't know. I'm going Aquaman. I'm sorry. I know you're going to tell a story.
Deadpool's Wade Wilson, right? Mm-hmm. Turns into that thing to save his life from cancer.
Right.
And he's just this wisecracking dude. And then Aquaman's got the secret Luke Skywalker
origin. Yeah, it's almost biblical. And, you know, but so is Star Wars, actually. Yeah. You said Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
But, you know, they both come off kind of like Moses-y.
You were, yeah, you know, or Hamlet style. Right. Like, you know, because it's your stepbrother who wants the the crown and all that stuff.
Prince of
or
Egypt.
Your half-brother,
Prince
whatever.
Of Egypt, Prince of Atlantis.
Yeah, pretty same much. Deal. And that's pretty epic storytelling whenever, especially if you do it right, like Thor or something.
Or
like
Lion
that.
King.
Yeah. So.
So I'm going to have to go Aquaman just because
Aquaman
it's...
is DC's Thor.
I didn't put that you're exactly right.
Yeah. Ocean Master's Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're tied into the final round. Now, if we have a split decision, we have to do the secret one.
Okay.
I think we'll be okay.
We do the verses. I'm going to say Aquaman.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here's why I would say it. Aquaman is not a well-tempered DC character. He's not Superman. He's not, you know, he's more like Wonder Woman, who's, like, not going to take a whole lot of shit from Deadpool. And this first time Deadpool does a move that on a normal person would be fatal, and it doesn't kill Aquaman, he's going to look at this person like, oh, you're going for the kill shot, you know? And then he would fucking try to kill him. And then you know, I feel like...
I don't think he would kill him.
I think Aquaman would fucking kill Deadpool.
You think, what, he'd have a shark eat him?
Yeah. Or piranha.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm it's like, you would throw him in... Yeah, like, you would stab him. Like, I would imagine him going, I'm going to stab you through the heart with my trident, and then that doesn't work. And then I'm going to stab you again, and then that doesn't work. And then, hilarious banter, you can't die. And then eventually, it'll just be like, okay, cool. Throw you into the ocean, and... Him making a hilarious joke about I can't drown either, and then shark rips him apart. Oh, here's a school of fish or a school of shark that just come and rip him apart, and piranha or something. But it's like, yeah, you can't, because you don't have adamantium skeleton, Deadpool, you can be ripped apart and then digested. And it's like, then you won't come back from that. Like, once you rip him apart, that was a whole beating him at the end of the movie. Was like, oh, the way I'll beat you is I'm going to chop you up into a bunch of different pieces and separate the pieces so you can't ever get back together. And if you destroy those pieces, same thing. Throw Deadpool into a volcano, you're dead, Deadpool. There's no coming back from ash.
Well, you give your vote to Aquaman.
Yeah. Deadpool's swords aren't going to cut Aquaman. Deadpool's bullets, like, aren't gonna shoot him. You've got some grenades and stuff. Cool, that'll burn him up a little bit, I guess. Aquaman's been hit with some heavy shit before, like, and survived.
Yeah.
So, what do you have on your utility belt or in your arsenal of things that is gonna hurt Aquaman? None of it. But you have a mouth that will piss him off, and he's a character who you can piss off enough that he will kill you. He's not a... I'm not gonna... I have a rule. Batman and Deadpool would be a good fight because it's like, ooh, Batman doesn't want to kill you. And how is he going to beat you without doing that?
Right.
And Superman isn't going to want to kill you. you stab him with a sword that is strong enough to stab him, and you can kill him that way. You know, like Wonder Woman.
So you don't see Deadpool getting his trident. Or would it, I guess, it would still the same.
No, because I feel like you would grab his trident, and then the magic would, and you wouldn't be able to hold his trident. Not anyone, you know, it's like Thor, it's not like Thor's hammer in the sense that no one can pick it up, but it's like, you're not gonna, no one's picking up, you know, Aquaman's trident and using it against him who doesn't have a royal claim to the throne. So Ocean Master can grab it, you know, but like, or Wonder Woman can grab it because she's, you know, royalty, but right. It's like, Deadpool's not picking that thing up. And he's not running off to find a Wonder Woman sword to go stab him with, or someone, you know.
Well, even if he did have her sword, he'd probably leave it in the back of the taxi.
Right, right, you know. And it's like, the guns aren't going to work. There'd be a lot of hilarious banter of him shooting Aquaman and the bullets not working and all that. It's like, you can beat him through mutilation, because when he gets killed in Flashpoint, it's like, Wonder Woman just straight up stabs him with her sword, right. And then Superman blows his arm off with his heat vision. But it's like, psh, maybe the Deadpool from X-Men Origins could beat
because he's got
adamantium blades and heat vision. But it's like, you know, if you try for it, it's like, what is he going to do that's going to kill Aquaman? And I definitely believe Deadpool would piss Aquaman enough off that he'd go, that he would try to kill him.
Aquaman wins 6-4. Congratulations. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, but I feel like that's how, I think.
Well, you mean listeners are going to lose?
I think when Deadpool would make a joke about dying from,
because people are clicking on this like, oh, Deadpool.
Yeah, well, I would put the challenge out there to anyone out there in listener land.
Yeah, tweet us at Comic.
How Arena. Would you know? And like, let's be honest. Like, the way that, the scenario that this is these two characters meet each other
without any
without prep. Right? Yeah, without knowing that this fight's going down, and they have on them their stock equipment. So you know, whenever I see Deadpool, he's got 2 to 4 machine guns, 2 swords. Plenty of grenades and plenty of ammo for those guns.
So in the verses, as the fish are eating him alive, what does Deadpool say?
I think he would make a meta joke about getting killed by Aquaman.
Did somebody order fish tacos?
Oh!
Alright, so until next time, follow us on Twitter at Comics Arena. Let us know how mad you are that Deadpool just lost to Aquaman. Until next time, my name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
Bye-bye, friend.
Critics agree, Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, now playing.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.